So, a bit of an unusual episode for you today. Before I give you the usual heads up again on the upcoming Japan Real Estate Summit, which I will, here's some super exciting news. So, for this past year and a bit, I've been working with a very talented friend and colleague who's a software engineer on something that he was interested in developing and we ended up working on together. So, backstory is my friend, whose name is Jerome, or as he's better known by his nickname, Bob. Interesting explanation for that one, but we'll leave that for now. So Bob's purchased his first Japanese property a couple of years ago, but he's been very interested in the market here for a good number of years prior to that purchase. And having access to me as a friend, he obviously took full advantage and kept picking my brain. So he listened to all of our podcast episodes, and he so far got about 9 years of those to fall back on. We've been publishing regular audio and video content for a long time now. And I've been in the business of helping people make informed decisions on their Japan property purchases, and particularly investment property purchases, for about 15 years now. So Bob got in the habit of constantly, again, picking my brain, asking me questions about various property investment opportunities that he's been interested in and seeing advertised online, until at some point he asked himself and myself if it might be handy if there was an AI version of me out there that he or anybody else could simply feed property listings to and have it do what I do for people, meaning review the listing, analyze it from all possible angles, raise any potential red flags, float potential risks, and generally help people evaluate as a potential Japanese real estate property investment for any buyer. Or in other words, to do what I've been doing for the past 15 years, but without having to pay me for my time, which is not nearly as expensive as most other experts in this market tend to be, but it's still a significant expense of a few hundred dollars at a minimum, and potentially more than that, depending on exactly how many listings you'll want me to review for you. If you've been, again, a regular listener of the podcast or the YouTube subscriber, you've probably seen and heard a bunch of these deal analysis episodes that we sometimes publish, where I review listings together with callers. So I do occasionally provide the service for free, and I do a handful of deal analysis together with them if we can record and publish that content on our channels. But those are only a handful per person due to time and work constraints, and it can take a long while to schedule an appointment with me for this purpose, by which time many of these listings are no longer available. And if they are still available, then there's often a reason for that, normally related to some major red flag or another, or some issue with the listing. So while those sample deal analysis and reviews are good for educational purposes, they're not very timely, and they can only cover a few listings per session. So really, the only way to get to pick my brain in person and get genuine, timely feedback and deal analysis services is to pay my consulting fee, which, again, is not that expensive, but it's also not that cheap. And therefore, that's not really suitable for people who are in the very early stages of trying to understand and learn more about the market here, people who are reviewing potential offerings on the market or are otherwise just more satisfied to be navigating these waters on their own for any reason, at least at the start of their journey. And so Bob, with my help and enthusiastic support, has been working on exactly that, a Japan real estate property analyzer or evaluator, an AI tool which is really the next best thing to having Ziv on hand 24/7 in full and timely responsiveness mode and with a lot less attitude than me for all of your investment property deal analysis needs, or at least for those initial listing assessment phases, which, you know, you've spotted some promising or at least interesting property listing online. You think it might be suitable for your criteria and your goals, and you want someone with my expertise and neutrality, meaning not somebody who has any vested interest in selling that particular property or getting you to purchase anything from them, and without having to fork out $500 or more to engage my services for those initial reviews and analysis and evaluation sessions. And so, or thus, I should say, was the Japan Real Estate Investment Evaluator born. So over this past year, we've been training it extensively, ironing out all the kinks, hallucinations, mistakes that these AI systems often make, teaching it to really think like Ziv, feeding it insights, observations, calculations, and caveats to review, edge cases to test, comment on and analyze, on and on and on. We gave it to a few clients to test. We gathered their feedback, rinse, repeat. You get the idea. And I'm very happy to say that we are now satisfied with the product enough that we're expanding this beta testing group from a closed, limited group to an open one for the next 3 weeks, leading up to our official launch at this year's Japan Real Estate Summit. So it's a very exciting time for Bob and myself. He's officially handed in his resignation at PayPay, where he's been working for a good few years, and he's now fully committed to his software development firm. And I, for my part, am thrilled to be able to scale myself in a reliable, professional way to more of you out there who have been asking for more and more of my time and services, which I'm, of course, very happy to provide, but I'm limited by virtue of just being a single human being and with only so many weekly hours that I'm able to allocate to these consultations. So what can the system do for you? Well, at this point in time, it's limited to owner change properties, that is to say, tenanted properties that are available for purchase with a tenant already installed on any of the larger Japanese property portals where you and most other buyers are searching for these investment opportunities. So those can be houses, condo units, or mansion rooms, as well as multi-unit buildings, wood or concrete, steel, anywhere in the country and on any website, whether that's Sumo, At Homes, Nifty, Rakumachi, Kenbia, or any of the other usual Japanese suspects. Obviously, the more detailed and well-documented the listing is, the better the results you'll get from the system. And those results include, firstly, an English language executive summary of the listing, its major strong and weak points, the actual real net pre-tax yield, or at least as close to it as humanly or AI-ly possible, meaning the actual numbers, including estimated purchase and management costs, which are never available on listing websites. And those would normally have to involve you punching numbers into spreadsheets, making various assumptions on all kinds of undisclosed expenses that we know from our experience are going to be incurred. It also includes some basic market and location-specific fundamentals that could affect yields, occupancy and vacancy rate considerations, and other stats that should be thought of before you go ahead and submit an offer. A fractional scale of 1 to 10 investment score, which will boil down to anywhere from avoid all the way through consider and recommended investments with various, again, shades of green or red light decision-making recommendations that are applied throughout that scale. The real total cost to purchase, the real expected cash flow, the real percentage yield. And then this is where it becomes really interesting, a thorough and detailed risks, strengths, and weaknesses analysis, with those being scored individually as well. So that includes market risks, specific property risks, location-related risks, property profile-related risks, stuff like resale value and buyer pool analysis, yield compression concerns, management cost considerations, reserve funds and renovation considerations in case of condo units, a 10-year financial outlook, buyer and tenant demand factors, construction quality as relating to the age and nature of the structure under consideration, a double and triple check of the micro location data, so things like proximity to public and commercial services of various sorts, and how that information advertised in the listing text actually corresponds with its relocation address, if available. And then to top it all up, a list of recommended action items and factors that require further verification with the seller or the listing agent. So what documents should be requested and reviewed carefully before making an offer, and what exactly should be reviewed in those documents, advice on negotiation tactics and negotiation options, exit strategy mapping, and any missing information, which again is going to be classified as medium, high, or critically lacking. So a true deep dive, thorough analysis of each listing that you'll feed to the system. So really the next best thing to having me consult you in person, it's really like having a pocket version of me at a fraction of the cost. Now, as of the official launch date and moving forward, which is going to be at our summit on 18th April, when I'll publicly announce the system and provide some brief samples of how it works in practice, from then on, you'll be able to subscribe for our basic monthly plan, which gives you up to 10 analyses per month at $29 or just under $3 per listing. The Pro plan, which gives you up to 50 analyses per month at $99 or just under $2 per analysis. And the Enterprise plan, which gives you up to 300 of those analyses per month for only $299 or just under $1 per listing analyzed. However, as mentioned, if you would like to join our final open beta testing group, we are offering 50% off this already very affordable price for the first month of subscription to anyone who signs up before the summit. So that is to say, if you'd like to test out the system, this AI version of me, for this super low price for a month, you can do that now or anytime between now and 18th April. All you need to do is head over to jre-invest-eval.com jre.com, that's JRE for Japan Real Estate, -invest-eval for evaluation.com. We'll link to it in this episode show notes, of course. And you use the coupon code EARLYBIRD, all one word, on checkout for your half-priced first month subscription. Now, bear in mind, at this point in time, again, we're not analyzing vacant properties because those would require further and more careful research on average rent amounts for comparable listings that are advertised for rent in the same area, same profile. We're not doing short-term stay properties like Airbnb, Minpaku, Ryokans, which, of course, require a whole different set of evaluation skills and expertise. But those are both features that we are planning to incorporate in future versions of the system. So watch this space, stay tuned for those. But if you're one of the many people who regularly watches Japanese property websites for investment opportunities that are, again, tenanted wood, steel, or concrete properties, whether it's houses, condo units, or multi-unit aparto, mansions, meaning buildings, essentially, I think you'll find this tool very, very handy. And again, much more affordable and responsive than having to hire me to help with your deal analysis. So while I might be to some extent putting myself out of business here, it's also a real pleasure to be able to help more and more of you and for a fraction of the price. So again, we're pretty excited about this. We think you will be too once you've played with it a bit. You can see some sample deal analysis reports and even run one complimentary test analysis of your own to see if the product is right for you on jre-invest-eval.com. jre-invest-eval.com. Have a go at it and let me know what you think. Now, if you're coming to the spring session of the Japan Real Estate Summit, which, as you must know by now, is taking place in 3 weeks' time, whether in person or via the streaming channel online, which I really hope you've already got your tickets for, by the way, especially if you're attending in person, because about 3/4 of the in-person tickets, particularly for Saturday, which seems to be super popular, are already spoken for. So I'll be there, as will Bob, and we'll happily demonstrate the system for you. Tatemono IQ is another system that'll be on display at the summit, and this one provides more of a bird's eye view, including zoning and natural disaster risk maps, portfolio structuring for those who are purchasing more than one property, and some unique realtor-specific tools for any of you agents out there who want to offer an analysis for your larger clients or engaging your services to help them buy a bunch or a larger portfolio of investment properties. And of course, all of the rest of our awesome sponsors and speakers will be there as well at the Pullman Hotel and online via the streaming room. So that's Saturday and Sunday, 18th and 19th April. So yes, unless you're a Sunday-only participant, again, I'd very strongly advise you to pause this recording and hop over to summit.realestate.jp and make sure you grab your tickets today. If you already know you'll be attending, whether it's online or via the stream or in person, definitely in person. We've got a fabulous lineup of speakers and sponsors this time around. Most of them you probably already know if you're a regular listener of the podcast, but a few new ones as well. And those are us OGs, of course, myself, Emil Gorgis, the master of all things related to Tokyo family homes and mortgages, Tracy Northcott, the short-term stay queen, Blanca Kobayashi, our renovation guru, Matt Ketchum, absolute wizard of all things related to Akiya and rural rejuvenation projects, a previous crowd favorite, Shu Matsuo Post, who probably needs no introduction, and his partner at Akiya Hub, Brett Lee, Chai Kanda, and some of his staffers who have been living and breathing Kyoto's, Osaka's, and now Nagano's short-term stay markets for a long, long time, Alicia Kin Wang, our investment loans facilitator, Robert Miller from Innovations.com, your digital assets experts, John Cross from MailMate, who are sponsoring our fabulous gala dinner this time, and he'll, of course, be there as well to chat with anyone interested in their postal items, receipt processing services, bill payment services, and a bunch of other goodies for all of you remote property owners out there, and newcomers and highly anticipated speakers, financial planner Ben Tanaka from Retired Japan, the country's one and only English language portal and information repository for anyone who's been living here and planning ahead for their retirement, as well as Mark Drabkin from Yen Loans, very exciting new lender who you might have also heard here on the podcast. And they offer loans for any purpose, for residents, non-residents alike. So whether you're buying holiday homes, long-term rentals, monthly or even short-term stay properties, Yen Loans also provide equity unlock and leveraging services, meaning even if you're borrowing for non-property related purposes, you can do that if you already have a paid for or even partly paid for asset that you've purchased in cash. You can leverage that for any purpose. So yeah, we're all going to be there. We're all looking forward to seeing you again or for the first time in person or online. via the stream, where you'll also be able to network with all of the other online participants and float any questions to our speakers to be answered live on stage. So yeah, 18th, 19th April at the Pullman Hotel in Tamachi, Tokyo, or online via the streaming room, the Japan Real Estate Summit Spring Session. And I mean, this is really the most popular, the biggest and definitely the most informative industry event that takes place entirely in English in Japan. Like one of our previous attendees described it, it really is like drinking from fire hose. You'll emerge most likely, at least slightly overwhelmed, but most definitely far more educated, informed, and with a swarm of new business and professional connections to reach out to for anything related to real estate property here in Japan. Whatever your niche or interest is, there is definitely going to be someone in the room who has done it, is doing it right now, or at the very least is planning to do something very similar to whatever you've got in mind. Really is a do not miss event. If you've already attended one or more, you don't need me telling you about it. You probably know. And if you haven't, you can find a whole lot of content from previous events on our website, nippontradings.com, or on the summit page at summit.realestate.jp, where you can also purchase your tickets. And again, they're selling fast, so don't dilly-dally, as Ben Tanaka might have said. Get yourself over there, grab your tickets today if you haven't yet, and also make sure to check out our new AI-powered real estate investment deal analysis and evaluation tool on jre-invest-eval.com. And let me know what you think about it. I'm dying to hear here in the comment section via direct message on any platform. I'm probably on all of them under my own name, Ziv Nakajima Magen. Or even better, in person at the Pullman on the 18th and 19th of April.